USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bird flu is causing a big drop in U.S. poultry numbers. Federal officials say this year's outbreak of avian flu is responsible for the deaths of some 47 million chickens and turkeys. According to Reuters, that outbreak is contributing to record poultry prices. Margins are narrowing between Democratic and Republican candidates in the midterm races. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna tells Fox News that people are hurting right now with inflation, and Democrats are working to ease the burden.
The Democrats' agenda to tackle inflation is to bring manufacturing back. It's to tackle our supply chains. The Republicans have said they want tax cuts to the rich.
He says more manufacturing needs to return to the United States. Republicans claim Democrats in Congress spent too much and spiked inflation. They also want to increase domestic production of oil. Igor Danchenko, a consultant whose information comprised the bulk of the 2016 Steele dossier, was acquitted of lying to the FBI, leaving special counsel John Durham with losses in both cases he took to trial as a year-long inquiry into the FBI investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election winds down. As a crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, news is coming out about action taken by the administration.
Democrat-run El Paso, Texas, and their city council's Claudia Rodriguez admitted during a private phone conversation last month that the mayor was directed by the Biden administration not to declare a state of emergency, even as the invasion of humanity at the southern border warranted the emergency help. The city is spending roughly $300,000 a day of taxpayer money in dealing with the illegal immigration caused by President Biden's open border policy. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
A French cement company is paying a hefty fine and pleading guilty to a U.S. charge for helping to support ISIS. U.S. Deputy AG Lisa Monaco spoke to reporters.
Today's guilty pleas to terrorism charges by multinational construction conglomerate Lafarge and its Syrian subsidiary reflect corporate crime that has reached a new low.
Lafarge saying it would work with the Justice Department to resolve the matter. The company was the subject of an internal investigation regarding its relationship with the terrorist group several years ago. First responders on Sanibel Island are getting bonus checks from Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The checks, part of the state budget, were sent out before Hurricane Ian, but the governor says many didn't make it to the intended recipients.
We don't want these checks to get lost in the shuffle because these guys are out there working. A lot of them may have had damage to their own homes, and we promised that they would get the bonus, and we've got to deliver. So he's worked hard to make sure that we got the checks recut.
A new CBS YouGov poll released found that a majority say Democrats and Democratic-led policies contribute to the economic crisis voters are facing. 48% say Democratic policies had harmed the economy, while nearly two-thirds said President Biden bore either a lot or some responsibility. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.